Telephone.
The hospital receptionist in Section B answers the phone, and it's Holly. She says, "Hello, I was wondering if Taylor Smith has checked out yet."
And a hospital receptionist might be somebody who is there behind the counter.
Like the secretary.
Exactly. The person who is kind of helping you figure out where to go or what to do and is answering the phones.
And quite often they're mean.
Ooh.
They're just not very friendly.
So let's see if this one is. Holly is wondering if Taylor has checked out of the hotel yet? No, checked out of the hospital. If he has been released from the hospital yet.
The difference is, in a hotel, you check yourself out, whereas in a hospital, the doctor checks you out.
And that's why they often say, has he been released yet? Like, you get released from prison.
It's like it's a jail.
Ooh. The receptionist says,
"Just one moment. I'll check with the cancer ward desk."
Okay, we can't tell if she's nice or not yet, but the cancer ward desk? Wait a minute.
Well, there's different wards in a hospital. A ward for children, a ward for cancer patients, a ward for mothers giving birth.
And that's maternity ward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an area of a hospital, like maybe a section with a group of rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe not a whole wing, not a whole row of rooms, but maybe it is. It's just an area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go and call the cancer ward desk and find out about Taylor. The cancer ward desk? And that's what Holly says. Oh, my. So she is worried. She says, "Ijun, it's worse than we thought."
So he's not just in a normal room getting tests done, going from, you know, into special areas to get checked out with equipment and doctors. He's in the cancer ward.
Which means, well, he's been moved from the regular area into a specific area because they think he has a specific problem. And if something is worse than you thought, it just means that, well, it's not as good as you thought it was.
They didn't expect that he would be in the cancer ward. They thought maybe he would just be a patient in the hospital getting tests done.
The receptionist comes back on the line and says, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. The cancer ward said Mr. Smith passed away 2 days ago."
Ooh.
Oh.
Taylor died.
Taylor's dead.
So passed away is probably the one of the nicer ways of saying it. The receptionist could have said Mr. Smith died 2 days ago.
Yes.
You know, we have lots of words in English for when something dies.
Croaked.
Keeled over, kicked the bucket. I mean, it goes on and on.
Hit the big one.
But the doctor or the receptionist is going to use this expression, passed away.
It's more polite.
Yeah.
And Holly is shocked, as are we. I'm pretty shocked. Taylor's dead. And Holly says, "That's impossible. I'm talking about Mr. Taylor Smith."
Now, she's doing this. She's saying Mr. Taylor Smith because she wants to make sure they have the right person.
And she's also putting an in front of it to point out that this is the person. I'm talking about Mrs. Jane Doe. Is she here? The receptionist says, "Yes, ma'am." So she's confirming that that is the name. And she says, "He died from complications of stomach cancer. I'm very sorry." So complications means problems with something. If you're trying to reach a goal and you have complications reaching it, means you're having problems reaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach cancer being a pretty painful cancer. So more than likely, Taylor didn't have a very happy ending. And the receptionist says, "I'm very sorry." Holly drops the phone and says, "I'm going to be sick." And what she means by that is that she's probably going to throw up. If you are saying this, it doesn't mean, "I think I've got to get a cold." You're saying, "I think I'm going to puke." Sample conversations. "I think I'm going to be sick."
"This movie only shows people getting killed."
"Let's turn it off. I think I'm going to be sick."